O company of men who are celebrated and enjoy good repute on account of your learning, you who have a good name and are known among the people for your goodwill and are famous because you give advice. It is on account of Allah that men venerate you and stand in awe of you, so that even the powerful fear you and the weak honor you, and those who are not subject to you and over whom you hold no authority grant you favors that they deny themselves. When the people do not receive their dues, they seek your intercession, and you walk in the streets with the majesty and honor of kings and the elite. Have you not earned all this respect, prestige, and honor because of the people's hopes that you will establish the rights and the haqq of Allah, even though in most instances you have failed to fulfill the rights and the haqq of Allah? O Allah, you surely know that whatever I have said is not for the sake of rivalry for power, nor for the sake of wealth and abundance, or the futile vanities of the world, but because we desired the establishment of the landmarks of thy religion, to reform the affairs in thy lands, the protection and the security of thy oppressed creatures from people, and so that thy commands, thy traditions, and the duties laid down by thee are put into practice. So if you, O scholars and elite of the Ummah, do not assist us and do not do us justice, then the oppressors will overpower you, and they will work towards extinguishing the light of your prophet.